الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا ملك ولا الحمد وهو أعلى كل شيء كبير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالذي العظيم العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك نبيك وآله وسلم الحمد لله الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us and gathered us again for another Shabbat Shalom. For this is indeed a blessed day of life for the believers. Because this is that special day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled out in order the believers to leave aside all of their worldly pursuits and come together in a jama'ah, in a group setting, so that we may encourage one another to do what is right and discourage one another from doing what is wrong, and that we may be of help and assistance to one another. Amen. This afternoon I'm about to remind myself and share with you a thought and a feeling and a circumstance that has dominated my mind for the last few days. Experience that most of us have experienced, but for sure all of us will experience. And that is the death of a loved one. A beloved Muslim member of my family passed away on Wednesday. May Allah be pleased with him. So that feeling has dominated my mind for the last few days. And it would certainly be most difficult to give a khutbah about something that you're not feeling at that particular time and moment. So, with that in mind, I'd like to remind myself and share with all of you something from Quran al-Kareem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to prepare us for these times, because for sure we're going to experience everyone. And it's interesting because in this ayah in Baqarah 155, it says, for sure or be sure that you shall be tested. And it's interesting in that introduction, it's not maybe, it's for sure. This is a certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has armed us with this information ahead of time, least it hit us unexpectedly. For the believer, death is never unexpected. And the more iman that we have, the better prepared we are for it. And you can always see it in how people act and react to death. Families, extended family around you. To the degree of the iman of that individual will be displayed the proper action and reaction to the news of the death of a loved one. Be sure you shall be tested with some fear, some hunger, some loss of your possessions and lives, and the fruits of your struggle, things that we struggle to accumulate all our lives. So these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sharing with us. Obviously it's not limited to these things, but these fundamental test in life that is common to all people, no matter where you live, no matter if you're a believer or not a believer, what race, what nationality, everybody is going to experience some type of fear sometime in their life. Perhaps some hunger if you've been fortunate, and I can truly say the only time I've ever been hungry is during Ramadan. MashaAllah, I've never been hungry in my life due to a lack of food or resources. Loss of goods, possessions. Certainly I've lost possessions, and everybody in this room has lost something. Almost everyone in this room has experienced the death of a loved one. And probably most of us will experience some loss of things that we struggled to accumulate and had in our lives and lost them. But I want sinners to give good news to those who patiently persevere. Those who are patient, and in spite of that, they keep on going. Now, this is interesting. I have to stop here because in order for you to be patient and continue to persevere, you must already possess some Islamic assets, some Islamic qualities, some qualities of believers to be able to be patient. You have to already have it. You have to have already prepared yourself for that in order to be patient. What are some of those things? Number one, I think the pondering, those people who think and ponder, consider, reflect about the wonders of Allah's creation in the heavens and the earth. People who think about life and death. People who think about sickness and health. People who think about possessions that we have, possessions that are lost. It requires that pondering. And for, I don't think a person can even consider themselves in the class of believers without the quality of pondering. Pondering, thinking, reflecting, considering. You cannot ever be elevated to the status of believer. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. If anybody who says that is a Muslim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does make a distinction in that many places in Quran and Kareem, as well as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, okay, everybody who says that is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is a Muslim. But now the various gradations and levels of iman. You can't even begin to have iman without the quality of pondering. Life. Death. Why is it some people die at a very young age? Some people live to be old age. Some die in between. When you go to the cemetery, you walk down the road, there's no continuity whatsoever. That is a phenomenon that should require the believer to ponder. There's no rule, no law that says any of us in here is going to live to be old age. Anyone in here present right now will be alive tomorrow. We don't know that phenomenon to ponder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a mind, thoughts, by now to ponder. Interesting phenomenon. So Allah introduces us to these elements that we will experience in life so that we may ponder about them think about them deeply, not get too extremely bogged down with the dunya of collecting goods and amassing wealth and all the responsibilities that we have on a daily, weekly, monthly, lifetime basis that we must deal with. But ponder, and don't get too distracted, because there's another reality called death. That every one of us in here is going to experience. Everybody that we love is going to die. And leave people who love them behind it. Everybody. Nobody, as one comedian said, nobody did not hear about it. Nobody did not hear about it. In order to get out of here, we gotta die. Some other funny joker made a joke out of it. Somebody said, everybody wants to go to heaven. What? Nobody wants to die. Interesting phenomenon that bears thinking about too for all of us. We all want to go to heaven. We all want Jannah. We all want rivers of honey and milk and goblets of gold. We all want that. But we don't really want to die, do we? No. Phenomenon. And think about it a lot. Depending on what I put inside of the human being, even in the believers, that we want to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we still fight for life. If someone came at this moment to try to remove and take our life, we fight for it. Just is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this phenomenon. So,
excuse me, brothers, sisters, someone has a champagne monster over in Jamie's place is blocking someone. They need to let them out. They have a monster and they need that blocking champagne color. And we have one of his clients blocked in over there. The building right there, parking space over here. So they need to move their cars right away. They're quite upset about it.
So just come out, please do that as efficiently as possible. So this concept of pondering, of thinking about these realities, prepares us for these realities. Don't sure, as Allah says, be sure. So I want to remind myself and all of us, let's deal with the dunya as the dunya should be dealt with all the responsibility that is required thereof. But let's break away and ponder, reflect, consider, think about something, the reality beyond the dunya, the life after death. Because for sure, it's coming. For sure it's coming. And all of us know. But then we ask ourselves, how many of us have made preparations for it? And the preparations are interesting because they are multi-level. There's dunya preparations for death, such as incumbent upon us. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make a will. So all believers are commanded to make a will before we die. You can't make a will while you're dead, before you die. How many of us have made a will that's day or day? How many of us have purchased an insurance policy to take care of our dependents when we die? And it's unbelievable how many Muslims die, leave a wife and children with nothing. What were they thinking? The question is not what were they thinking, what were they not thinking? They didn't ponder the reality that death can come to them any time. How many of us have bought a burial plot and made provisions so that it easier on our loved ones when we die? I'm telling you, that's a difficult situation. That's part of the business of death. When somebody that you love dies, somebody has to deal with the business part of it. They got to do all the paperwork, they have to purchase the coffin, purchase the plot. Business, part of death, which is so difficult. But if we're pondering and thinking ahead, we do all that. We do all that ahead of time. by the grace of God. Do this, do that with it. So he said, I know what's coming, so I'm ready. All those business aspects. Then there's the spiritual aspect. And the prophet Elijah said that Allah said, those are not equal who have shares or investments in Islam with those who don't. Investments. That's what you're investing in something for the Akhirah. Sahabi said, what is this investment in Islam? Prophet said, Salah, fasting, and charity. Every day. Well, these the Salah and charity. Every day. Fasting, not necessarily every day, but for sure, Salah and some sadaqah every day. I say, well, how can I give some sadaqah every year? Prophet said, even a smile. It's a smile. So every day we have the ability to at least give another person a smile, brighten up their day, and make an investment for the Akhirah. So this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us, this sign that He's given to us, is for ponder. Ponder. For the believer to ponder. What Allah is still prepared for. Be sure you shall be tested with some fear, hunger, loss of possession, loss of lives for the fruits of your labor. But give good news to those who patiently persevere. Those who say when afflicted with a calamity, to Allah we belong, and to Him is our return. And that's an interesting statement, because that statement implies and acknowledges that we are in possession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My nephew was, we were sharing and talking about his father's death, and he said, well, he's with Allah now. And that's a true statement. But what came to my mind was to also remind him, he was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he died. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now. There is no escape from being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're His. We belong to Him. We are His possession. He is our Lord. He provides and gives. There's no time when we are disconnected. The only difference is the conscious acknowledgement that He is our Lord and we are connected, called Taqwa. Even the unbelievers are connected, are His, are with Him. The difference in the believers is that we acknowledge it. We acknowledge that He is our Lord. He is our provider. He is our sustainer. He gave us life. He will give us death. That's the difference. What makes us different than everyone else. And then in conclusion, he said, they are those upon whom He sent the blessing, the barakah of Allah, from Allah, and His mercy, and they are guided. So, this acknowledging, knowing, understanding, in touch, already pondered that, prepared for the calamities of death and life and sickness. Prepared. So when it comes, it's not a shock. You go into what? The believer mode. From Allah we come from, to Allah we return. We were with Him before, we'll be with Him again in a more acute fashion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of us. May God have mercy on all of us.
Alhamdulillah.
ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك نبيك وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In conclusion, I'd like to share with you and remind myself another couple of interesting ayats regarding life and death. Allah says, had there not been a long period over mankind when he was nothing, not even a being mentioned, surely Allah created man from a drop of meaningless brain in order to try to test him. Interestingly, had there not been a long period over us when we were not even a being mentioned, what was that period? Before we were born. Well, Allah gives us another clue in the Quran. It says, twice has He given us death, and twice will He give us life. Think about that for a moment. Twice has He given us death, and twice will He give us life. But notice the order. Death, life, death, life. So now back to the first part. Had there not been a long period over mankind, when he was nothing, not even a thing mentioned, that was death. Described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as death. So we were dead before we were born from our mother. But we were dead with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, "Kun fa yakun," being we were in our mother's womb and came out as a baby. So death, life. Dunya death, akhirah life. What a beautiful way that Allah shared that with us so we could understand, comprehend, not fear the death. Death, life, death, life. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described as death. Created us, came out in our mother's womb, of our mother's womb, life. Died of the earthly flesh, death, in the dunya. Raised up again to life. We were always with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never from separated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death, life, always. You can't get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believer or unbeliever. We are there, here, created in existence. And the moon and us connected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sharing that with us creatures so that intellectually we can ponder it, so that emotionally we can deal with the life and the death. The beauty of that. Share the goodness. A sign from Allah. So intellectually, we can comprehend it. And emotionally, deal with it. And understand. Death, life. Death, life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on me and all of us, God and all of us. For Allah, put the light in front of us and behind us. Above us and below us, in our hearts, in our mind, in our whole existence. Oh Allah, please brighten our faces on the day that some of the faces will be black with gloom and shame. Oh Allah, so order us that we may be grateful for the gifts and blessings which you bestow upon us and our families. And that we may work with righteousness that will please you and administer, O Lord, by your rahmah to the rank of your righteous servants. And oh Allah, please have mercy on us and forgive us by sins and evil deeds. Admit us, O Lord, into your mercy and forgiveness on our dying day and day of judgment. Save us all, Allah, from the fires of hell and the anger of the grave, and from vanity, arrogance, enviousness, jealousy, and selfishness among ourselves. Amen.